song speaks about the world's greatest story. You know what? Every one of us would be wasting our time this morning if it wasn't for the story of Jesus coming down to earth and dying for our sins. And we're going to be singing some songs about his suffering on the cross. And it's always emotional for me to think about that. But then later on in the program, we're singing about how he rose again. And if it wasn't for that, this story that we're telling this morning would be a big waste of time.
Now
the greatest of them all to me is thou.
story of long ago, of a man who owned a little store. He said, "I was proud to have my name up over the door." It was some 2,000 years ago, as I recall, located in Jerusalem, across the street from Pilate's Hall. I thought I had everything anyone would need, and folks would come from miles around, regardless of their creed. The only thing I had I didn't think I could ever sell was in a corner on a shelf, three old rusty spike nails. And then one day, a big Roman soldier came through the door. As he walked up to me, it seemed he shook the floor. I said, "Can I help you, sir?" With a voice I guess seemed frail. He looked at me with a sneering grin and said, "I want to buy some big, big nails." "Three old rusty spikes is all I have." He said to me, "That will do. For the job I have, three's enough. Now, how much do I owe you?" He put the money in my hand and I was glad to make the sale. Then I wondered and asked him, "Sir, what can you do with just three nails?" He said, "Did you ever hear of a man called Jesus the Nazarene?" "You mean the one who goes about doing good?" He said, "Yes, that's the man. Well, today I intend to show the world that I am boss. For with these three old rusty nails, I am going to nail Jesus to the cross." I stood there almost numb. You'll never know how I felt. I said, "Please, sir, don't do that," as on my knees I knelt. He just turned and walked away, and I got up and followed him. I said, "Please, sir, don't do that. I'll buy them back." But he just looked at me and grinned. But in the distance, I could see the howling mob through the tears that filled my eyes. "Away with him! Crucify him!" I could hear their angry cries. Over the top of all the noise and the groans of agony, I could hear the sound of the hammer as that big Roman soldier nailed Jesus to a tree.